tonight based on Tekoharidas. But it's too late. Gentlemen, harmonium. Let me play the Lila Kirtan melody. Offer my respectful obeisances to the Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Charya Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhara Pandit. And all glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kazi Misra. He is the life of Jagarananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Charya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service by your lotus feet. All glories to all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for their Lord is their life and soul. All of you kindly bestow devotional service on me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, to Sanatan Goswami, to Jiva Goswami, to Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. In writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided in Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees, and he enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting when seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Sri Krishna's pastimes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way in Nalachal, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night, they increased even more. all these symptoms such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and even speaking like a madman were present, just as they are described in Shastra. Sri Dhammara Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great happiness to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Thakur Haridas. When Govinda came to see Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back, and he was chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasadam," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasadam. How can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, took a little portion, and ate it. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the place of Haridas Thakur and asked him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" And Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Now that you have become old, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in the world." The Lord concluded by saying, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra." And Haridas Thakur replied, "O Lord, kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I am always engaged in low work, therefore I am the lowest, the most condemned of men. I am unseeable, I am untouchable, but yet you have delivered me. You have delivered me and accepted me as your servant. Indeed, you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead, and you act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act just as you like. My dear Lord, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shravapatra, which should have been offered to first-class Brahmins. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. I have held in my heart one desire for a long time, and I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring pearls to close your pastimes within this material world. And I wish, my Lord, that you will not show me these closing chapters of your Leela. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence, and at that time I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moonlight face, and with my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. Most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. If you make possible this perfection of all my desires. To this request of Srila Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you desire. But whatever happiness is mine in this world is due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind." Haridas then caught hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy, my Lord. There are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit upon my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to this material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees, but I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up to leave because he had to fulfill his noon duties. But it was settled that on the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return and visit Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him, and he left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all of his devotees, went quickly to see Haridas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" And Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting of Krishna's holy names, loud sankirtan in the courtyard. And Vrikeshwar Pandit was the chief dancer. And headed by Sri Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur, and they all began to chant Nam Sankirtan. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Thakur Haridas. As he described the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. And after hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Thakur Haridas. And Haridas Thakur then made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down directly in front of him. And then he fixed his eyes, which were just like two bumblebees, on the lotus feet of the Lord. He then held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right to his heart. And then he took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and he placed it upon his head. Haridas then began to chant the holy names of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. And while chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur gave up the air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names of Hari, Hari, and Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. He raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. He then began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. And because of the ecstatic love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sri Chamana Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship, and it was taken to the sea, accompanied by the congregational chanting of Krishna's names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and the Kesha Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea with his own hands, and he declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone then drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. They smeared the remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandal and pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. A hole was dug in the sand, and the body of Haridas Thakur was placed within it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as silken robes, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Kesha Pandit danced in jubilation. And with his own transcendental hands, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." And the devotees then covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, and then they constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and the holy name of the Lord Hari roared tumultuously. The whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees. They swam and played in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted congregationally, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and he began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. "I'm begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur," the Lord said. "Please, please give me alms." Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. swoop down and stop them. And the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Supdhamara then sent Sukhchitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Supdhamara said to the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every preparation." In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected and then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Supdhamara Goswami bring prasadam, but Vaninath Patinayaka and Kazi Mishra also sent large quantities of prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows, and he personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities, and therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Supdhamara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. And these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad." The four men, Supdhamara, Jagadananda, Kashiswara, Shankar, distributed the prasadam continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not eat the prasadam as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kazi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kazi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Paramananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasadam. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors of the prasad, "Give them more! Give them more!" And after all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction: "Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. And being independent in his desires, now Krishna has broken that association. When Haridas wants to leave this material world, it was not within my own power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard in Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. And without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, "Everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur!
All glories to Haridas Thakur!
Everyone chant the holy name of Hari!
Hari!
And saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, "All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord." And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then bade farewell to all the devotees. And he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. And anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. The incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Thakur Haridas. When Haridas Thakur was at the last days of his life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company. He allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he himself took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with that body. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but he was also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away directly before and in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were exactly like an ocean of nectar. One drop of this ocean can please the mind and the ear. Anyone who desires to cross the ocean of ignorance, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, and always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna, married Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following your footsteps. Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki jai.
What's the name? Who now?